get the trust this time. We're gonna rise and take what's ours. We get the trust this time. We're gonna rise and fly.
Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
So y'all know me, my cup of tea. Speak the truth and shame the devil.
Most of y'all know be my cup of tea. I'm out in the field with my money tree. No man, if you try to get tough with me. Oh God, be sincere. Speak the truth and shame the devil. Baby, turn around and let me see you. My bars hit the village, they bumping me. When you chop me, that's a luxury. Baby, I'm faithful, you stuck with me. Don't mind the hoes that be hugging me. Nah, you got my all, they got some of me. That's why they always say luckily. It's tempting the room with a bunch of freaks. They silent, but pussy say nothing me. The shit you be sniffing like dust to me. The gold on your wrist look like rust to me. Your physical would've been lust to me. Your soul is too ugly, disgustingly. Nah, I don't trust you niggas, I'm trusting me. Sunning you niggas so motherly. I would've decided to go up and preach, but I told the pastor to cut the speech. I'm touching this guy, you ain't touching me. Stayed awake when all the hustle sleep. Dreaming about shit that disrupt your peace. Just like the country, I'm hungry. Nah, black and I'm proud, so they covet me. Busy as bees and they bugging me. I always keep jealous ones under me, and that's why they jealous look up to me.
Most of y'all know be my cup of tea. I'm out in the field with my money tree.
Oh God, be sincere. Speak the truth and shame the devil. Baby, turn around and let me see you. Oh God, you are a fraud. Oh God, sir. Oh my God. Oh God, 20 million bucks. Oh God, that's the cost. Oh God, you are a fraud. Oh God, sir. Oh my God. Oh God, put your GPS. Oh God, you don't lost. Even in Texas, you never gon' catch me. Cooking up hits, all I need is some Maggie. Haters is ashy, but they don't come at me. Listen on Twitter, but never gon' at me. I'm feeling great and my swag is like Gatsby. Nice on the mic, even when I get angry. I'm from the zoo with the streets where they catch me. Run by Loyola, I should be in Grammy. Life isn't sweet, but I know you want candy. Life isn't free, but I know they gon' tax me. Don't need a hand if you ain't gon' be savvy. Lend me a grand if you wanna be handy. Baby girl handy, she even do hands free. Loving this hip-hop, but don't call me Andy. Tried the whole piece in the war, but they banned me. Might as well load up the piece like I'm Gandhi.
I'm loving the fact you don't fool me. Most of y'all know be my cup of tea. I'm out in the field with my money tree. No man if you try to get tough with me. Oh God, be sincere. Speak the truth and shame the devil. Maybe turn around and let me see you. I'm loving the fact you don't fool me. Most of y'all know be my cup of tea. I'm out in the field with my money tree. No man if you try to get tough with me. Oh God, be sincere. Speak the truth and shame the devil.
Blessed is melanated rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We broadcast every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we're also available on Instagram, Facebook, at MTL Empower Hour. And we're also recording on Zoom every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We are so glad to be here. So for the next 2 hours, the squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower. I'm Farrah Hammond Freeman. This morning, I am joined by the one and only Queen Kaya. Our other co-host, Gina the Great, is under the weather right now. But we are super glad to be here in-house with you all. We're grateful to you all for joining us online. We're grateful for our live studio audience on Zoom. And before we dive in, I want to take a quick moment just to welcome everybody, I want to thank life. I want to thank God, our creator. I want to thank the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here today. And I just ask that today's show, let it be entertaining. Let it be uplifting. Let it be educational. Most importantly, let it be empowering for all our listeners. I'm sending out the spirit of love, light, unity, positivity, great health, strength, wealth, and peace. Hotep, amen, and ashe. That's what it do, Queen Kaya.
Yay.
What it do?
Peace, y'all. Peace. It's been a great week. I'm just happy to be here. How you guys doing? Everyone that's in house.
You guys can unmute. Let's hear you. Good, good. We're getting a thumbs up on the screen. Everybody's good and glad. Good.
Let me just say this. We are blessed and highly favored. We truly are. Just to be here, to be able to witness the things that we are, to be able to go through, to be able to fight through whatever it is that we see right
well
now.
Well so said. Well said. Here, yeah.
How you doing, Pete?
Man, we here, yo. So basically, so from last week to this week, again, like, I don't know how to put this, and you guys, please, everybody, forgive my ignorance. Like, every time, like, I hear about things closed, like, I feel like I'm getting the news, like, way late, because I'm just disconnected. So, I'm finding out things are closed when I'm on my way to the store, so I'm just now coming to find out that everything's closed on Sundays. And I'm like, wait, when did this happen? They're like, yo, that's what happened last week. I was like, last week? I was like, why? Why is these things happening? So, I'm in a weird mental state, and I think that's, you know, the why today's show is so important. So, for those joining us, today's Empower Hour, we're going to be really addressing, I guess, just the state of how we're functioning as a community with everything happening, with all these clothes, all these, I guess, new restrictions and things coming into play. Like, how is it impacting people and how we're navigating? Because, like, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's being blindsided by all these things. You know, so yeah, as the Empower Hour, we're here to be able to share that different perspective. But I got to say, like, this week for me was like, it was weird. It was just weird, and I feel it went by so quick. I don't know. Things are wild, man. But, you know, so aside from that, we also got to send some love to Gina the Great. Like I was saying at the beginning of the show, she is a little bit under the weather. But I want to thank her for not joining us because, guys, I don't know. Lord, her voice is gone. Like, if you guys have to hear what I heard to hear today, So you're welcome. You're welcome that, and thank you, Gina, for not being present with us. But we're sending you lots of love and lots of light. Good. So we're going to take another quick musical break. Oh, I forgot to give a shout out. So we started off the show again, Montreal's own Tegans, and that was Speak the Truth. And you guys know I love to give a lot of love to our local. So if you are a local comedian, if you are an artist, if you're an artist within the city, if you're considered an underground artist, whatever it is, you're just trying to get your name out, get in contact with the Empower Hour. We will give you a spot to shine. So that's what it is. So with no further ado, let's just take a quick moment to go into musical break, and then we're going to come back in with our topic of the day.
Thank you.
that is the legend, the one and only Bad News Brown. Rest in power, King. Always, always gone, but never forgotten. And actually, when I say gone, I just mean gone physically, but still with us, very much in spirit. So his he has physically transcended, but he will never be forgotten. And we played Rain, which is the instrumental, and we also played Born to Sin. So for those joining us right now, thanks for joining the Empower Hour. The topic that we are addressing today, Kat, how would you put it? Would you say State of the Union? Is that what it is? Is that the
state of emergency?
Yeah.
I call it the state of emergency. I feel like there's so much stuff that we don't know. So I think that today is monumental for us as far as what information that you've acquired. As long as you've checked your sources, you know that it's good information. This is a platform right now for us to share what we know about the situation and how to educate each other on how to survive in this.
Well said, sister. So basically we're gonna address things from two different perspectives. So you guys know the Empower Hour, we are here to uplift, we are here to inspire, but we cannot ignore what is happening around us. So with that being the case, we're going to break up the topic of today into two segments. First, we're going to start with just addressing what is the situation right now? What are people facing? What are people dealing with? How are people feeling right now? How are people navigating? Then we're going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to come back with solutions, positive things that we could do to change the environment, change people's circumstances, and just to uplift. And now this is an open forum. This is an opportunity where now we are live studio audience. We're going to want you guys to take part with us. So, everybody, if you're on mute and you want to speak and you want to join in, just unmute yourself or raise your hand and we'll unmute you. And when you just start by just introducing yourself, so our radio listeners could know who they're talking to, who you are, what you do, and then feel free to share. So I'll break the ice, so to speak, just in terms of what I've been witnessing. So I mentioned it lightly when it comes to basically businesses being closed on the Sunday. Now that was the first little okay, scratch my head. I'm still not too sure exactly how that is preventing or how that's lessening the numbers and all these things, because not everything is closed. Certain things are still open, certain things are still closed. And now I'm hearing, I'm going to need some fact checkers, but I'm hearing that they're talking about closing the SAQs and the LCBO, the SAQs and the SDQs or whatever they're called, the places to get marijuana. I hear these places are going to be closing soon. I'm a little concerned because the circumstance seems weird, but I just find the way the people are responding to the circumstance is almost weirder, because I just feel that nothing is making sense, and we're all just kind of going along with it. And to me, that is a concern, because I'm seeing our businesses are being closed. I'm seeing entrepreneurs struggling to keep their doors open. Please, I have tons of other things to say, but I do want to give opportunity to our family online. My brother Ryan. Yes.
Can you hear me? I want to quickly just say that 2020 felt like a gut punch. You get caught off guard, totally winded, and then we're starting to get our breath back. But 2022 feels like the rug was pulled from under us. Coming out of 2021, I felt like a lot of the entrepreneurs that I was talking to had so much, I'd say, not just hope, but there's momentum building. So they were getting ready to hit 2022 and really, make up for lost time, make up for the last 2 years. And even with school, I'm a father of two, and not understanding what was happening when school is going to start back. And they would tease us. They would be like, we're just going to delay it a couple of days. And then when 2022 hit, it was, we're closing, businesses are now like ghost towns, or people that are running brick and mortar, they haven't been told to close, but because Omicron has totally exploded, nobody feels really safe. And if this is the message that the media was trying to get out, they did a great job. The last 2 weeks of 2021 was like a fear campaign. So now people aren't shopping. And so school gets delayed. Businesses are trying to operate, but people are technically being told to stay in their homes. So really, I feel like that rug was just pulled out from under us. We were teased up until the end of 2021, and now it's like an unofficial lockdown that businesses really don't know how to navigate.
Thank you for that. Thank you. And this is the one and only Ryan Knight from the African Caribbean Business Network in Ontario, a great, great, great member of the OFC. We're so glad to have you. So thank you, Ryan. And Ryan, again, your perspective is heavy because you deal with tons of different entrepreneurs and business owners. So I know your perspective is you have a well-rounded perspective from right across the board. But I think you just hit a main point there by just saying the uncertainty. Now, we're relying on a government that is not making things clear, that is not, like, if this was any kind of regular business deal, we would have walked out a while ago, guys. Like, in real talk, we'd be like, guys, it's just, I don't understand what we're doing.
Feels like there's no plan. Yeah, it just feels like we're winging it. It's like, yo, I could wing it. Like, I thought we are paying smart people to figure this out and at least forecast and plan for us. It does not feel like anybody is doing that at all. It's day by day, we're just winging it. And that to me is
acceptable.
Not, yeah, I have no...
Not acceptable.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like, okay, so yeah, we're winging it, right? And I feel like the people have almost become accustomed to just winging it. My problem is that the people that we put in charge, they're also winging it, but they're pretending like they don't know. I would be more comfortable
so
if the government said, man, sepo. If you tell the truth and say, hey, listen, I'm actually experiencing you in real time, bro. I don't know much simple. But they're not sent to the wrong war. Oh boy, we gotta post my nephew was saying earlier.
Okay, and Kai, you're chopping in and out. But so we got the gist of what you're saying, because what you're saying is absolutely right. If the government was a little more transparent and it said, yo, we don't know either, guys. We're just winging it with like you guys, they might get a little more respect from us. Tyra, I saw Tyra had her hand up. Tyra, we'd love to hear from you, sister. How are things on your end? What have you seen?
Well, thank you very much for having me. From my end, as a business owner, and I don't like to say small business, I'm a growing business. In 2021, well, I started in 2022, I was doing vendors fairs as a hostess and as a vendor. And then I had booked so many venues for 2021, and then lo and behold, I couldn't do it. So right off the bat, you know, you lose $30,000-$50,000 when they start shutting down everything. And, you know, that was a big impact for myself as a business owner. But the businesses that I was helping to grow and to get exposure, they felt it as well, too, because a lot of us are crafters or artisans, vendors and whatnot, and we don't have brick and mortar places, and we rely on these fairs to survive. So to know that we couldn't go out in public to have our little store for the weekend was very disheartening for many people. A lot of people got into depression, stopped crafting. Like, for me, crafting is my sanity. It's my therapy. And so I had to kind of like 100% just change my mindset and just now focus to everything online. And I'm an extroverted introvert. So my Mondays to Fridays were me, myself, and I. Saturday and Sunday, I was out in the public smooching, you know, like getting people their exposure. You know, like that was my happy place on the weekends. But now to know that I'm stuck at home and I can't go to these fairs, it causes a lot of stress, not just physically, but mentally, psychologically, spiritually. And it's scary because we've lost a few crafters, you know, to suicide, to having, you know, committed because they've gotten like too deep into the rabbit hole. So it's scary. It's really scary.
Father God, I am sorry to hear that, sister. And I can understand how that affects a community like that. That's serious, right? You know what, that you just said those words and I'm like, oh my gosh. So we have to understand this too, right? As one big community, we know that we have these compartmentalized sections, and you know what, we got to look at these people who, you know, why is crafting their peace, sense of self, or their sense of peace. Why is, and then when we look at it, times like this, where they may be having some of the hardest times, and you know what, I never thought about that. That is actually, actually very important.
For a lot of us, for a lot of the crafters that would come on my weekend fairs, that was the only time that they had to socialize. Because they were out there showing their art, they were showing their crafts, so they were in their own little world. Like even for Comic-Con, I register for Comic-Con every year, and for me, that's a big, you know, big money maker. But at the same time, too, that is my, you know, you have the socialites in the States where they have their big galas and their ball. Comic-Con for me was my gala, and not to be able to participate.
Well said, and I think what is heavy is that aspect. And after this, we'll give the floor to Big Will in the house. And actually, sister, you forgot to introduce yourself. This is Tara from, sorry, is it Creative? Well, let me get your name.
I'm from Precious Delights Canada, or Precious Delights here in Montreal, and I am the unique paper crafter. So I do your 3D cards, your invitations, your bookmarks, stickers. I have a collection starting of African American or Caribbean American Canadian artwork that's coming out. So it's going to be some acrylic painting along with my cards and other stuff. I'm trying to start a category geared toward us. So like you don't have to worry about finding your Valentine's Day card.
I love it. I love it. And your keychain.
Just come to me for
So this is awesome. But now, and I hope we will have some time just to address the mental health aspect, because for sure we're thinking economics, because obviously you have no funds. It puts you into a mental bind. But I think it's we really have to be mindful of that. Like I don't think we're having that type of conversation enough. I know the Minister of Health, they're real concerned about the virus and all the breakouts and whatever be the case, but at the same time, I do not think they're addressing the mental health, like what they're turning everybody's life on and off, what that really means, what that really does to society. So I think that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. So Brother Big Will, the one and only Big Will in the house, thank you for being with us, brother.
Good day, good day, good day. What's happening, everybody? I hope you guys could hear me. Actually, I see you smiling, so I know you could hear me, which is dope. Actually, talking about acrylic paint, so Tara, I might have to hit you up because I do need acrylic paint for the sip and paints that we do. And talking about with all everything that's going on with all the lockdown, for people who know, like the last event that we did was the Sip and Paint, which is a beautiful place because people come out and it's literally therapy. That's all my team, like we do. We do Sip and Paints, and we also do comedy shows. A lot of people, like we say, we heal our community one joke at a time. So being able to actually being shut down is a horrible thing, because there a lot of people get depressed and. Like technically right now, like I still be getting a lot of like texts, contacts, email, and people hitting me up, whether it's in on social media and whatnot, saying, hey, whether you have a show or not, we'll still go. And at the end of the day, the media, like our brother was saying, the media has put so much fear in people that right now we don't know what the next step is. And they don't know what the next step is. The fact that they don't know, they don't want to say they don't know, so they create confusion and fear tactics, and that's a horrible part. And now they're talking about, okay, well, the funds are gonna come out and all that. Perfect. But where are the funds coming from? Who's getting taxed? Like, what's going on? Because I mean, I know they're not gonna get free money, because there's nothing free in this world. Where are those funds coming from? And I know there's a Bill C-2 that's supposed to come out and everything, and one of the
Wait. What is Bill C-2, Will? What are you talking
Bill
about?
Bill C-2? Google it. You're going to see it's, what they're saying. We're going to give such and such million, a billion, or whatever. Cool. From where?
From where? Lord, that's these things worry where? Me.
And right now it's okay. Well, print more money. Okay, but once you start printing more money, then the value of that money decreased. So now what happens? Like for somebody like myself, how am I supposed to pay my staff if we can't have shows? You understand? Because people still have bills coming up. Whether you're having an event, like right now they're saying the lockdown, perfect. We still got to pay mortgage. We still got to pay rent. We still got to pay hydro. We still got to pay all that. So what are we supposed to? It's messed up. It's horrible what's going on. And yes, I get it. COVID is alive. I completely get it. But right now, what they're doing is it's not fixing. It's basically scaring people into control. You know, like what you're supposed to say. Well, don't do this because the monster's out there. That's what we used to tell our kids: go to bed because of this. Go to bed because of that. And that's exactly how they're treating us. And then they expect us to believe them, our government, which is horrible.
Well said, my brother. Well said. And I think this is something, and again, I'm going to want you guys' feedback on this, but it almost seems like we are more scared of each other than the system. Because one of the things I was speaking to one of the business owners about, and I said, okay, well, you know what? I understand they're saying that there's all these closures going on. But matter of fact, actually, Will, this was after a conversation I had with you, and you explained to me what civil disobedience is, right? Now, I'm you know, this is the Empower guys. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you guys. So I was actually speaking to members about organizing, right? And saying, guys, let's just be real, right? Let's we are in a situation where we need to feed ourselves, we need to feed our children. If we continue like this, if your door is closed and you cannot feed your children, you will snap. You're gonna go into a situation where you will become desperate. You'll do what you have to do to make that money. Let's prevent that by just coming together and saying, you know what, I understand government, it's clear you aren't sure what you have to do, but on my end, it's better I keep my business open until you figure it out, because I have bills to pay. So now, speaking to business owners about this, their concern was those who are vaccinated and in fear turning around and attacking their businesses. So then I'm like, well, okay, but guys, I understand that, but then what do you do then? Because now if you're saying that you can't open your business for fear of those who are in fear turning around and attacking you, then I don't know what to do next. Like, and I don't know if we have a solution besides then at that rate, we might as well just throw in the towel, because then there's no navigating, you know? Like, I don't know.
Am I being crazy? Let us operate. In what way can we operate and be safe? I feel like they keep telling us different criteria to operate, and it really doesn't seem like we're taking this seriously. If mm-hmm. this disease, or if this variant, or if this mm-hmm. virus is as bad as people say, why are we allowing people to walk around with bandanas? Like, put us in gas masks. Put us in, I don't know if you watch Grey's Anatomy and you see them in those space suits where it's attached to a ventilator. I'll live my life in one of those if I can go out and live. Sorry, Will. Yeah.
So if it's that bad, why are we not grounding flights?
It's not balanced. And that's where, if we can operate and not transmit the disease, let us operate and just tell us what the protocol is. All these business owners, especially restaurants that have now had to waste close to hundreds of thousands of dollars of food, would rather put in the protocol to have a person come in and enjoy the food and eat safely rather than throw away the food. If there needs to be negative ventilation, if there needs to be better HVAC, if people have to come in painter's mask, filtered mask, let us do that and live rather than just be afraid to leave our houses. And like Farrell, you were saying, afraid to talk to each other. It's like, I'm becoming afraid of just interacting with people. And that shouldn't be the way that we live our life.
Let me throw a perspective in there, because now, as you say that though, Ryan, now is that a way to live? If it is that they say, okay, we have to wear these gas masks, because I personally feel that if we were educated on boosting our immune system, if we're educated on empowering ourselves, we like, that's more natural. That's more how we're supposed to function. We're in these bodies right now that are supposed to actually catch these viruses to build the immune systems and continue to function. That is how we're supposed to function as people. Running in fear.
I don't know if that's a Western style. Western's all about what pill can I take to make this feel better?
Because basically, if you're going to wear those masks and those suits, then what's the point of taking the vaccine?
Well, that's it. Okay, Sister Alvina would like to chime in. So good. I'm glad I'm here. Thank you. Let's hear from you, Alvina.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alvina Ryan. I'm a best-selling author. And thank you, Farrell and the Empower Hour, for having us on here, because I think this is such an important topic to be discussing. And, you know, I think it goes back to someone had said that they don't know what they're doing. So that is probably the biggest problem. We're all learning together. It's a new virus, then we get new variants. And, you know, you mentioned the flights and why are they letting people, you know, go on the flights? It's because they don't want to put too much restrictions, but at the same time, those restrictions are causing us to be ill and, you know, unsafe. Because what I heard one of the doctors say is that we're leaving, say, like, we're vaccinated, we go to another place, and they're not having vaccination rates that are as high as ours. And then we come back here, and then it's spreading around. So we have to create a protocol that everybody has to be on the same thing, or we just lock off our borders like we did before. We live life normally, but we don't go anywhere really extreme. So we have to decide what to do. And also, part of the problem is, like Tara was saying, you know, when people have a living and they do certain things and then they go out a certain time and that is their sanity, and that's being cut off. And then we have like churches being closed, or like mm-hmm. Big Will said about his comedy show, like mm-hmm. that was comic relief. People could go out, they can laugh. I mean, laughing is important, but you know, when you cut off the laughing, you cut off the livelihood, you cut off the churches, which helps people to have mental sanity. You know, we're creating all these other issues, and it's just like skyrocketing and snowballing into problems that we shouldn't be having. And we have to really try to address the basis things. Like for me personally, I don't even listen to the news because it's just repeated and it just ingrains into your mental aspect and it causes fear. So if you don't listen to the news, you have to listen maybe once a week, get the updates when the premier's talking or whatever and know what's going on. But other than that, to listen to this every day, it can't be good. So I just don't listen to it. I don't encourage anybody to listen to it. You have to go about your daily life and just focus on you, your habits, where you want growth. And we have to pivot. Like, you know, if there's nothing else that we learned from this pandemic, is that you have to recession-proof your business. So if you were doing X, you're going to have to find another way. Like, you know, churches are on Zoom now. It's not the same, but it's there, you know? So how could you change your business? How could you revolutionize it to go another way? We have to think about these things because we don't know how long this is going to be here. And the government and everybody else is not going to help you. You have to think about it.
Thank you. You see, good. And you're bringing us into our next segment because that's where we're going after. But you hit so many powerful things on there. So there's so many powerful things. And one of the things that Tara just put in the chat, and I have to shed some light on this, is these restrictions are hitting certain classes of people, guys. I'm sorry to tell you that some of the wealthier people I know, I almost want to say they're unfazed. They're like, they travel freely. They do what they have to do because it's an economic restriction. Because when you no matter what, you hear whatever on the news, you go to the airport, if you're willing to pay to do the test on the spot or do whatever be the case you have to do, like it might cost you extra $1,000 whatever to leave the country, you're going. You're like, because you have it. If you don't, now you're like, oh shoot, I budgeted my whole trip. I did not budget that extra $1,000 that I have to pay. I did not budget that extra whatever money I have to spend to go into the hotel. I did not budget. So if you have a certain, if you're in a certain economic bracket, it's a little bit easier. I don't want to say you're completely unfazed, okay? But I could say it's a little bit easier to navigate the system, which is again kind of weird to me.
I was only gonna say they're phased by communities that are more affected that do their work, because the people that are in the front lines packing their groceries or even checking them in at the security at the airport, and they're getting sick and not showing up to work, that's how it's affecting them. And one quick thing, I'm noticing friends of mine that live off their money. So their money makes enough money to live. They don't live off their work. They seem to be really unaffected. But those that live off work, we are being a lot more affected than they are. That's what I've been noticing.
Well said. That is another perspective as well. And see, I can't wait till we get into the solutions category, because that is like, we need to start thinking about collective investments, people like scraping our whatever pennies we have left, like, because certain people are living off their savings. We have to start looking at like, yo, these, how do I get these pennies to start working for me? Because I'm soon not gonna be able to work for my damn self. So it's something that we have to look at it differently. And there's something, Kaya, you had brought up the other day, and Ryan just touched on it from a different perspective. But are you guys seeing more selfless checkouts, like a more where there's nobody working in the store, and you have to go and check your own things out. Now, guys, again, I don't want to be Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, but things are happening, guys, around us, and it's like, yeah, the pandemic is fast forwarding things, but it seems like this talk that they've spoken about years ago, where we're gonna have a society where, you know, like basically everything's controlled by robots, you know, we're controlled like robots, you know, there's no connection with people, there's no love anymore, there's no interaction. It seems like we're going into this time, because I went to a dollar store the other day to see one cashier, and that cashier wasn't behind a cash. No, that absolutely. Cashier was standing on the side to help people with the 8 self checkout stations that were set up. So now one person to take care of 8 of these stations to make it eat. Like, guys, I think we're coming.
Remember,
into time where
those things were in a warehouse waiting for now to happen. They didn't just put those all together. It was we can do this now and people not get mad. Exactly. Boom, put in place.
Roll out, exactly. So, you know.
Roll out, exactly. So, you know, before we go into our musical break to go into our next segment, I just want to throw another little nugget out there, a little food for thought. Now, when the first wave came in 2020, when they're shutting things down and the pandemic, and it was like, yo, we can't get access to anything. And Ryan, I don't know how it was in Ontario, but here everything was closed except for the liquor store and the weed shop. You could still go buy weed and you could go buy liquor, but everything else was closed. Like people could, like, yeah. Everything was closed. But the liquor store is open, which is government owned, and the weed shop is open. That's government owned. And when I asked this question, I remember I asked on Facebook and I was attacked because people were telling me, well, people, like, alcoholism is a what did they say? It's a health risk. They said if you prevent people from getting into SAQ, it's a health risk. And I'm like, but what about people who need certain things for their mental health? Like they need to go to the gym for their mental health. I know elders who went into depressions because they couldn't do their regular little so no one cares about that. But we want to make sure that the liquor store stays open.
Well, we want to make sure that the people always have vices, right? We want to make sure that they always can self-soothe. And, you know, if you're going to be well, you have to use the government's medicine. And that is the pharmaceuticals that you're going to buy, because obviously they're not going to tell you go into the grocery store and buy everything green and eat green for the next 3 months. They're going to tell you come over here to this pharmacy and get this. Also, if you're feeling a little depressed, you know, a little liquor, a little reefer make you happy, make you smile and stuff. Y'all can go and get that. But I'm going to tell you where the issue comes in. So now they're just saying that we need a vaccine passport to go in and get liquor and alcohol. And I think this is where we're really supposed to hit them where it hurts. Oh, you worried about your money? Me too. Guess what? Now I'm not going to the SDQC or whatever it's called, QCDC, whatever they call it. I'm not going to the SAC. Yeah. So I'm not going to the SAC. I'm not going to spend my money there. I'm not going to put my money into that because I'm not, right now, honestly, I'm just like for bucking the system all the way. So anything you tell me to do, I'm just not doing. I don't care. And if you're those who know me, know my story. I was incarcerated. So right now I'm in a part of my life where I'm like, no.
You're talking solutions. We're not the solution part yet.
Okay, well,
I know. This is good. We're going to use this as a transition. So, guys, we're going to take a quick little musical break. So DJ, do we have a track queued up? All right, we're going to play a quick little musical break, and then we'll be back, and we're going to start talking solutions, guys. Don't be surprised. I might dibble-dab back into some things I'm upset about. But the goal is to talk about solutions. All right, guys, thanks for being with us. We'll be back.
You ready? All right.
Look, dog, I'm extra unique. My whole aura screen talent. I've been listening to feel like Griselda and Marvin Winans just to make sure I'm balanced. I'm from the West, yeah. Half of my partners is savage. The other half made it out the mud, but the taste of sludge didn't alter their palate. Yeah. I'm a dog, I'm a beast, and your father figure. Yeah. That little P365 was just fast starter pistol. Yeah. She got a scorpion too, and a sting you just like a scorpion do. If a demon get gregarious, my little hair. Do what accordions do. That means bold. I was told by the G's of old. Keep your lady close. Make sure she can't work a pole. But they wasn't referring to strip. I'm still
still bought fame with the Clippers. Yeah. I done been blessed with a woman that pray heaven, but turn her face on the left. She keep the devil on me like the cherubim. She make it clear to hold that we ain't sharing them. I push the euchanese like a chariot. DK a legend, hey, we had to bury him. But that's how I be in the jungle. I grew up around wildings and mongrels. Ready to slump it. Yeah, you a jumpy. I rock the stars to be humble. I told my baby girl she gon' have more in her head than just product and bundles. Yeah. They say I'm rapping with hunger. Yeah. I tell them, hell no, I'm eating. Yeah. If you book me for a show and I can't bring my wife and my babies, I'm leaving. Yeah. Big Daddy energy speaking. Yeah. I keep the enemy tweaking. Yeah. I can go all on the track and they'll say I'm the hardest one breathing. Yeah. I am a big for heathen. Yeah. Me and my hood got cohesion. Yeah. It's all me keep with left 30 inch. So they miss you when they know what's next. If you black, we're safe. That's my sign. Throw it up and I'ma put it down until I die.
America. Yeah, yeah. Raising the slums, came up from crumbs, now we cool with Erica. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking Baidu, yeah. I don't know why you don't recognize, but we ain't so giving go to the drive to school. I heard that's the only thing that I apply to. Gotta admit it, I ain't kidding, ain't it glorious? Yeah, yeah. I feel like Diddy and Toby and Biggie, we notorious, yo. Yeah, yeah. But it's so much more to us, might get a Grammy, that's the floor to us. Drop two kids, lifestyle warriors, don't need oracles, I ain't warriors, I am. If you breathe and don't care for your feet, what is you? Yeah. Say it with me. This for all y'all who don't know. Be fed for the ice roller. Put the gas in. I ain't the only one that do it grande. Knew I'd be his fiance when he was broke on Causeway. Yo. And he ain't even hit his peak like Dante. Oh, no. And I ain't kill. What that means? So okay, never go play.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit. It's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Inside your DNA, backbone don't exist. Burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you. This is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead, redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29.
Woo! And we are back. So for those, if you're now joining us, this is the Empower Hour, bringing the power to the people, because the people have power. So I hope you guys like our new slogan. It was kind of, you know, it was a collective thing. So basically, if you're now joining us, we've been talking about the state of what's happening. We're calling it a state of emergency, but we've been addressing just... Okay, good. Everybody's hearing me. Good. Thumbs up on the screen. Okay. So now, yeah, if you're now joining us, we've been addressing what we're calling like a state of emergency, looking at some of the negatives that has been impacting the community in addition to the pandemic or slash plandemic that we're all going through and experiencing. We touched on some of the things that certain people might not even be considering, like when we're talking about with the mental health of our community. We're talking about the education system, like what's happening. There's like, we didn't deep dive, but we're not even talking about the fact that, like, how are our youth dealing with what's happening, what's happening within the school system, the on off, one day you're in school, next day there's no school, sometimes you're on Zoom, sometimes you're not on Zoom, all this thing, the mental strain that's creating to the parents, the uncertainty for our children, which is the future generation. We spoke about the fact that the government is, it's kind of hard to rely on them fully right now. Anyways, so now we're going to the more upside, the positive side, the more empowering side of our show, where we're going to be talking solutions. We're going to be talking, we're coming from an optimistic standpoint, and we want to share. So we have tons of, we have an amazing studio audience today. We have entrepreneurs that's been in the game, that's been navigating. They're going to share some of their experiences, and we're here to just generally talk as a community in terms of things that we could do as a collective to boost each other up. So my first thing is I'm going to tell you guys, turn off the news. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Oh, wait, sorry. I have a disclaimer. The views of our show might not be the same views of CKUT, so don't blame CKUT for stuff that we're saying on the Empower Hour. At the same time, if you hear these crazy ads on CKUT about COVID, know that the Empower Hour is not down for that neither. All right, guys. So it's all love. I'm not sure if that was that a good disclaimer? Can that be a disclaimer?
Listen, that's the disclaimer today. Now, when they listen to the show and they tell us, hey, listen, that's not quite the disclaimer, we just want them to know. We have our own disclaimer.
I'm just saying, it's all love. We're here to work together.
We might not agree with each other's views, but we're still doing business. Get it?
Get it? That's what it is. Okay, but and I'll elaborate a little bit. So the reason I say just turn off the news, and Sister Alvina had mentioned it a little bit before, I do a lot of energy work. I do a lot of spiritual work. Guys, we have, believe it or not, we are conscious, creative beings. What you think about becomes your reality. I don't care what anybody tries to say, you want to argue, you just don't really know what things are. But the reality is, as you think it, it becomes your reality. So now, the more the news pumps this negativity and this fear and this what is, quote unquote, air marks, what is the reality, you make that your reality. You draw those things into your life experience. So, and guys, like, I have not been able to speak to one person that told me that, yo, I watched a news segment and after that I felt dope. I felt awesome. After watching that 30-minute news segment, I felt awesome. I have not seen one person tell me that or heard one person tell me that, but I do have people that will play CNN in the background of their entire day. They will have the news run on different loops. My own dad, I talked to him in Trinidad. What are you watching? News. Any hour of the day, the man's watching news. I go to check him. He's watching different versions of the news talking about, well, no, his angle is different. I'm like, it's the same damn news. But people will watch the news religiously because they feel it's informing them and it's educating them. But guys, my first thing I'm putting out there, please, if you can, a little bit less, 15 minutes in a day. In your 24-hour day, you shouldn't take in more than 15 minutes of news, in my opinion. And that should be coming from the Empower Hour. You should get news from us. But okay, that's my thing. So from our studio audience, so from people who have been navigating, for those who have been working with different businesses, what are you guys' perspective? And we have an awesome guest with us, too. Let me know when you're ready to jump in, family.
Okay.
Because we have a perspective from Jamaica. Okay, guys, matter of fact, brother, can I give you the mic right now?
Yeah.
Good. So please introduce yourself to the people. The floor is yours.
Blessed day. My name is Swiss. Mm-hmm. I just want to give thanks to be here and be a part of this. And I'm giving all of y'all the best wishes for the new year. Well, my views on all of this is your health is the most important thing. So for me, you got to boost your immune system. Keep your immune system up. Drink a lot of ginger tea, garlic, merengue, all of that bush tea to keep strong and do what you gotta do. COVID is just a part of life now. Mm. We all have to just try to find a way to work with it. Mm. Whatever life gives you, you have to just try to make the best out of it. All right? Stay blessed.
Ah, well said. I like that perspective. So, and see, and that was more of the angle that we were talking before. It, like, yes, we know a Western way of going about things is like, what pill can I take to deal with this? But we're from a school of prevention is better than cure. My granny used to tell me that all the time. So even before we got sick, I think it was the beginning of every month, everybody had to take a Sene purge out your system from whatever nastiness you took in the month before. And we're taking vitamin C. We're not sick, but we're taking vitamin C before we go to school. Those cod liver oil pills. Now I love taking them. When I was a child, it was disgusting. But these are things that our parents used to make us do every, you know, a teaspoon of castor oil. Jesus Christ. Guys, these things were disgusting. But these are preventative measures that our parents and grandparents used to do to just keep us in a good state. Now we're at a point where, because we're listening to the system so much, we're chasing after shots, vaccines, pills, this, that, and the third. Guys, it's not doing us no good. Okay, but I have other people who are in the house that I would like to hear from. Yes, rum, ginger, turmeric, and honey. Good. That's what I like to hear. But now, I know there's certain initiatives we have going on, and without going into too much detail. So brother, I think it's brother Ryan. Now, Ryan, I know you're working with a lot of different entrepreneurs in the community. Have you seen or are you able to share some of the suggestions or some of the things that you've seen entrepreneurs be able to do to kind of pivot or navigate within the system?
A big piece was seeing more entrepreneurs, especially in the retail space, come together and create these mini marketplaces. And I wouldn't even say they're mini, because the Black-owned Toronto store that they opened in Scarborough here in Ontario, they brought together 150 vendors that each gets shelf space in a store that individually, each of them probably couldn't get the retail space, like the actual full retail space in a mall. So that I've seen now duplicated at least three other times. Brampton, where I live, they did it in Bramley City Centre, in Toronto, in Eaton Centre, and in Pickering Town Centre. So having more entrepreneurs come together and collectively get a bigger space where there's lots of foot traffic, I've seen work. And ACBN, we even sponsored one of the, so it wasn't a pop-up marketplace, but it was just a store that had vendors in it. So it's called, oh my gosh, Reveler Afrique. So Julianne, that's the owner of the store, brings in vendors. And I keep telling her, that is the model of Walmart. That's the model of Loblaws. They just sell shelf space, really, and they bring the traffic and help to sell it. So the more that we can do that and really collaborate and collectively get a space, and then that reduces the risk of each of the vendors. Because now, for example, they're spending $200-$300 a month instead of $3,000 a month for that full space. And she's been able to push through both lockdowns. And Black-owned Toronto, I know they're opening at least two other locations. So if this isn't proof that us working together can help us build and move forward faster, but then we also have to couple that with online. Bricks and mortar this month is a ghost town. So being able to also sell each of those individual vendors online with a marketplace like Black Prince, or even utilizing Amazon or Shopify, that now hedges your bet to say, okay, we have brick and mortar. If people are walking by, they can walk in. But if they're not walking by, we can also get in front of them online through our marketing channels. So I've seen those two work really
effectively. I love that. So collectively, bringing people together, like in physical locations. And again, we're all about community, so I think that would be a win. Sorry, guys, just put mint in my mouth. So that's going to be a win for us as a people. Because we need, like, again, it saves costs and lowers risk. And it just creates that opportunity, because if I might be going to the store because I know Ryan has something in there. But now there's 10 other vendors that are doing the same. So now as I'm walking by, I might see something that Kaya is selling. I might see something that Alvina is selling. I might see something that Tara is selling. So there's that double win. I love that. Guys, note that. I want to give a shout out to Ketty Antoine. She is doing something similar to that here in Montreal. So if you're looking for a location similar like that, so Brian mentioned a bunch in Ontario, if you're looking for something like that here in Montreal, Quebec, I know Kitty Antoine has a space. And if you're listening, you have other, if you have a space available to do something like that similar, please reach out to us because, yeah, we want to share and let other people know. And before we wrap up, I'm going to share a little secret with you guys in terms of what the OFC is working on in terms of virtual community, because we are setting up to have some virtual kiosks and different things like that. It's going to be super dope. Will and then Tara.
Okay, so to me, what I was thinking about, like, those are great solutions, but I think before we even get to that, if we really want to stop the problem, really, you see, like, right now, like, the SAQ, which is the our version of LCBO for Ryan, that's in Ontario. So the SAQ and the SDQC, where the government gets to sell their drugs, if we were to boycott that for 1 week, 1 week only, not more than 1 week, I guarantee you that they open up every store.
I love that.
1 week. Like, I'm sure you could go 1 week without liquor. And if you can't, just cross the bridge. The Indian Reserve, they sell it to you at half.
Or just drive into Ontario. You go to Lancaster. There'll also be a right there. Shit.
I mean, like, you don't have to drive half an hour. You can drive 15 minutes into Chattagy. As a matter of fact, while you're driving over there, stop for fuel. It's cheaper.
Talk about it. Good. Will, you talking facts.
Literally 1 week, that would crush their pockets and they would stop everything. Say, we were just bullshitting. Sorry, my bad. You know, like, yeah, we were capping. Just shut it down for 1 week.
That's what I would like to see, and to support that idea, I would like to see it where it goes as far as us picketing in front of SAQs and those liquor spots and letting, because some people might not know. They might not be listening to the Empower Hour. They might not be plugged into our network. So they might just meandering into the SAQ, and we're letting them know, no shopping at the SAQ today, my friend, because we are shutting it down, because it's hitting the government's pockets.
If you pick it in front of the SAQ, the government will send the bullies.
Oh, but why? Why?
Well, we could pick it in front of anywhere, but nothing that's owned by the government.
Wow, you see how they work, eh? I was telling somebody, the government's the biggest drug dealers around. You guys really have to remember these things.
Weed is still illegal. Weed has
biggest gangsters.
Weed is only okay if you buy it from the government.
That's right. That's right. We got to know what those words mean. This is why I always say, too, about understanding the language.
Weed is not decriminalized. If I sell weed, if I have weed in my hand and I pass it to Pharaoh, whether there is any money exchange, I get arrested because this is not a transaction by the government. But if the government does it, then it's okay.
Wow. Yep.
That's right.
Tara has her hand up.
I'm on mute now.
Like I have another perspective to drop. So Tara, the floor is yours.
Listen, like, I just want to elaborate on what Big Will just said in regards to passing any weed or whatever to somebody. My daddy taught me that unless it's owned by the government or done by the government or paid taxes on, it's illegal. So if they can't make a dollar off of weed, it's illegal.
So
we have to be very careful of what we do and how we go about doing stuff. Because like he said, if you pick it in front of the SAQ, you're going in because you're stopping them from getting their bag.
So we have to just let it happen. So then because...
Just let it happen. We just have to, if you're going to stop something or try to hinder something, you have to do it on the DL. You know, like, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. So as long as they don't know, you can still affect them.
We could talk about on social media. We could basically even buy radio ads. We just cannot pick it in front of their place.
Exactly. Because that's freedom of speech. So if you do it the other way around, there's always ways to get around everything. But yeah, if you're stopping them from getting their bag, just expect to get arrested.
Wow. That's a very interesting perspective. So... because now for something like that to work, there has to be a certain cohesion amongst people in the community. Because then everybody has to be willing to say, okay, we're going to stand together to ensure that whatever stops or whatever. And the thing, what I think becomes tricky is that you'll have certain people saying, well, why are you guys trying to stop this? We need more places closed. We need more. And that's where it becomes dicey, because right now, if I have to take a step back, I think even before we try to start shutting down businesses, we have to get on the same page as a community, because we're not on the same page, and they're winning. Like, we're winning because of that, like divide and conquer. So if we can't all agree that, for example, all businesses need to be open –